great be to God. This woman has been on my heart for 2 or 3 weeks now as I have thought about returning to the lectionary and looking at what were the scriptures that God had before us. And I loved the movement of the two scriptures, that we have Jeremiah. And Jeremiah hears from God, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb." That means that God knew him in his completeness, knew him as God created him to be, knew him upright and straight in all of what God had prepared for him, God already knew had been accomplished before he was even formed. And then we move to the next image that we get this morning with a woman bent over, a woman crippled for over 18 years. A woman there in the synagogue, maybe wondering that Jesus was there, he might see her. But having been crippled for 18 years, she didn't look up, or if she did, it was very painful. She didn't speak up, saying, "Here I am, help me, heal me." She was simply there. And maybe for most people now who had been going to synagogue for 18 years, this crippled woman was someone they walked around. Or they commented if she was there or not there because they might have noticed. But they may have stopped noticing her at all. We don't know all of that. All we know is on that day, she was there. And on that day, Jesus did notice her. Jesus noticed her in such a way that she, looking down, with no hopes, maybe a small hope, of being lifted up, could not know the grace that was about to pour down upon her. Could not see the grace that was about to pour down upon her. And he calls to her and says, "Woman," he doesn't say, "Come, would you like to be set free?" He says, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." And then he lays his hands on her. And she immediately rises healed and praises the Lord for the healing. Now, most of the scripture then focuses around this debate between Jesus and the synagogue leader, and why was he doing this? And as I studied all those books that they like to write about scripture, they all focused on that same argument. And I thought, oh my goodness, a miracle has happened in the midst of a community, and they're more concerned about, was it the right day to do it? And they're not only so concerned about that, but all the writers and the theologians seem to be concerned about this. And this woman who has no name is again denied. Denied the voice that she should have been given to say, "Praise the Lord, I've been healed." A miracle. God's grace was there in their midst. And the community chose instead to focus on the day of the week. The woman gets diminished even in our study of the scripture. The woman who God knew her before she was formed in her mother's womb, healed and upright, praising the Lord, is returned to an issue that they might have had over which day it should have occurred. In fact, even in the scriptures, this leader in the synagogue doesn't address Jesus. He addresses the crowd. Did you notice that? It took a few readings for me to see that. He kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured. Not on the Sabbath. Don't come to this place where we worship God, where our whole focus should be on God the Creator, God who loves us, God who wants to redeem us, God who wants to restore us, God who wants to heal us. Our focus should be on God, but come other days to be cured. Come other days to be healed. What better way of worshiping our Lord is there than to come before the throne of God and ask for healing and to be healed? What faith to believe that that will occur. That if you come and you ask to be healed, that God will heal you. She was healed without even asking. Tony Campolo is a Christian speaker who goes to many, many different campuses. And he tells a story about a time in Oregon when he had preached and this man with cancer came to the altar and asked for healing. And Tony laid hands on him and prayed over him that he would be healed, that he was healed. And 3 days later, he gets a phone call. And this woman says, "Do you remember me?" And he says, "No." And she says, "I'm the wife of this man that you prayed over who had cancer, and you prayed he had been healed." And Tony put in his little story in italic that he was waiting for the healing. And her response was, "He's died." So Tony did what I just saw a whole bunch of faces kind of go, "Oh." And Tony's heart did that same, "Oh." And then the woman goes on to say, about the time of the diagnosis, anger grew in her husband. Bitterness grew in her husband. And the cancer not only ate at his body, but ate at his spirit. And when Tony laid hands on him, the anger was removed, and peace and joy resided in his heart. And she said, the last 3 days of his life were the best days of his life. God promises and heals. Does not necessarily cure, but we are always healed when we come to the altar. And what better day to come to the altar than on the Sabbath day? So I thought some more about this bent over woman. And I thought about the burdens that we all carry. And how they do begin to start weighing on us. How many of you have shoulder pain because of the pain of the weight of the things that you carry in your life? How many of us have lower back pain? Now I know some of it has to do with spines and issues of calcium and all that other stuff that doctors understand better than I. But how many of us also, that lower back pain seems to flare up when stress gets in our life? How many of us do that stomach thing that as tension in our life grows, the stomach begins to churn and turn? And our bodies seem to carry the weight of our spiritual angst. How often do we choose to come to the altar and lay that all before the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to stand upright. I want to be that man or woman that you knew before you formed me in my mother's womb. I want to be that person. Here, take this burden." Okay, how many of us have done that? And then how many of us, as we've gotten up off our knees, took the backpack up with us and walked back down the aisle to our seat, having given the burden, we can't let go of the burden. So we get crippled just a little bit more. As I paid attention to this scripture, what it told me, and I don't know if it tells you, is that we can get really pulled away from the thing that truly matters as the body of Christ. And what truly matters is the body of Christ, is our relationship to God and our relationship to one another. When we get caught up into the day we need to do that, into the style we need to do that, into the color of the carpet we need to do that on, into the translation that we need to use, when we get caught up in the things of the world, we're going to get bent over. And we're going to miss it. But this is the word of hope that I hope you heard in this story. Even bent over, not asking, God's grace and Holy Spirit will pour down upon us if we are in that place that God can touch us. And we can be restored and redeemed. So my prayer for us this morning is, are we ready? Are we ready to walk upright? Or would we rather be bent over? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.